The North Sound Energy Week with Active Payroll. Become part of an award-winning team. Go to activepayroll.com/careers for your next move.
Hello and welcome to the North Sound Energy Week podcast. I'm Finlay Duncan. This week, the impact of human risk in the oil and gas industry is discussed. Technology developers are given the opportunity to showcase new projects, and another oil boss joins the independence debate. But first, future activity and investment in oil and gas has this week been the focus of the latest review of the sector. Aberdeen and Grampian Chamber of Commerce launched its annual industry survey. Research and Policy Director James Bream told my colleague Denick Ferguson they'll be dealing with the major issues.
We've now undertaken 19 independent surveys, and really we look at things like optimism, business trends, and try and understand the broad direction of where the sector's going, as well as trying to understand some things which are, I suppose, hot topics at this point in time.
And what would you say those hot topics are in particular?
I think from our point of view, two of the areas we'll be looking at this time are how the Wood Review will be implemented and how people feel about that. And also the obvious one is the independence referendum.
Who would you be looking to speak to in terms of industry people?
So the survey gets distributed to both operators and contractors, and that'll include general contractors, some of the large Tier 2 organisations, but also includes a good sample of some of the maybe smaller and specialist contractors further down the supply chain.
The Scottish Government set aside £60 million to help those struggling with fuel bills. The investment, which targets the poorest households in Scotland, will be used to install energy efficiency measures such as solid wall, cavity and loft insulation. The impact of human risk was this week discussed at an oil and gas conference in Aberdeen. It's the first time an event by the Society of Petroleum Engineers is dedicated to the risks faced by the industry. Delegates meeting at the AECC heard from various figures, including Lord Cullen, who led the inquiry into the Piper Alpha disaster, and one of the investigators into the deadly Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. The RMT union's Jay Malloy was among the delegates. He says it's a crucial topic of discussion for the industry.
Well, it's a first, and it's a unique event because it's being run by the engineers, as it were, the people that make this industry tick. And they're coming along to listen to a different perspective rather than the engineering side. They're coming along to listen to the human side. So from that perspective, it will be different for Society of Petroleum Engineers. I don't think it's risks for the engineers as much as it is. It's learning about how their efforts are perceived by the workforce, by day-to-day people using the equipment, and as the case with the Deepwater Horizon, the equipment failing, the aftermath, if you like, of engineering and human error, and what it means for workers across the globe. There's different elements. There's human error in some cases, but procedures are a big issue, and specifically whether the procedures are actually workable, and the actual equipment failures do occur. Again, we saw that with Deepwater Horizon. So there are all of these elements dovetail together to create major events, and they're still happening. We've come close here in the UK in the last few months, and indeed just last week. We had a fatality for the first time in 2 or 3 years. So it would be unfair to speculate on what happened there, but something's failed, and the HSE are investigating that now. That's the reason we hold events like this, and why Society of Petroleum Engineers have taken this step to hold this event to try and promote learning so that where failures do occur, the learnings of those failures are shared. The perceptions and perspectives of those involved in it are shared. And that we all, as an industry, but moreover, the Society of Petroleum Engineers, can draw on those learnings and try to work to prevent them reoccurring.
A new programme was launched this week which helps ex-armed forces personnel make the transition to the oil and gas sector. Petrofac Forces Transition Programme has been designed to help tackle a skills gap in the industry. The first set of recruits began an 8-week technician training course on Tuesday.
The North Sound Energy Week with Active Payroll. Become part of an award-winning team. Go to activepayroll.com/careers for your next move.
Technology developers were this week being given the opportunity to showcase projects at an event in Aberdeen. The ITF programmes featuring 9 projects whose ideas have earned a share of £1 million of funding from the Technology Strategy Board. CEO of ITF, Patrick O'Brien, spoke with my colleague Joe Odber.
Well, we've run the showcase event now for a number of years, but this is the first year that we've run it together with and in collaboration with Oil and Gas UK. And the key aspect about that is that we have senior industry speakers. I mean, James Edens, Managing Director of CNR, Craig May, Managing Director of Chevron, Paul White, Director of GE, talking about the industry technology challenges, while at the same time, in a combination of both exhibitors and presenters, we've up to 70 innovators talking about the solutions they have to move technology forward in the North Sea. I think to add to that, the element of the program includes both government presentation and industry, whereby government is illustrating what they're doing to support innovation in the industry, and we as an industry, in line with the Wood Review, are looking to push forward technology, making sure that the right technologies get developed, make sure the support for research, and making sure that we make deployment of technology more efficient and supporting field trials. So that's what the content of the show is about.
And with the North Sea, there's a lot of mature fields then, so technology does become increasingly important to get the most out of these.
I mean, technology has always been important in our industry. If you think about things over the years, going deeper water, going into more complex reservoirs. So technology has always important, and it will continue to important, particularly, as you say, we're in a mature field environment. We need to get more of that oil and gas out of those reservoirs. That's going to require increasing technology to do that. So it becomes ever more important, if you like, to extend the life of the North Sea Basin. And what we're trying to do here as an industry is be more coordinated in what we do, and that will be the content of our showcase tomorrow.
And how many people are we expecting today at the conference?
Oh, today at the conference we're expecting possibly over 350 delegates. It's quite busy. So it's a good combination of people attending the exhibition itself, people attending the conference, and if you're still interested, you can still register today. Go to showcase.itfenergy.com and you can register there, register directly at the exhibition itself.
An event took place this week for firms aiming to get the most out of the All Energy 2014 conference in Aberdeen later this month. The Aberdeen Renewable Energy Group hosted a pre-briefing aimed at providing an insight into the UK's largest annual renewables trade gathering. It also looked ahead to a wave and tidal seminar in May. Shell's let a front-end engineering contract for the demonstration project of carbon capture and storage in Peterhead. Technip's deal will be for onshore elements of the CCS scheme. The development is designed to capture, compress and transport carbon dioxide by pipeline to an offshore reservoir beneath the North Sea. It comes as Shell's chief executive this week waded into the independence debate. Ben van Beurden says Scotland should remain part of the UK, adding he values the continuity and stability of the union. But he also said Britain should remain part of the European Union. The Scottish Government says they are happy to hold talks with the energy giant about the future of oil and gas in an independent Scotland. An Aberdeen Mechanical Engineering Group's opened a new base in Mexico. Enermec says it already has secured several offshore contracts for major clients there. The oil and gas services specialist spending £2.4 million in new equipment. The firm expects to have 20 staff based in the country by the end of this year. And rounding off the week, an Aberdeen-based company's struck oil and gas in the Norwegian Sea. Faroe Petroleum says a discovery has been made in the Pilwell, in which they have a quarter stake. Testing set to take place on finding out how big the reservoir is. Shares in the firm rose following the announcement. Don't forget, for all the latest news from the energy sector, you can tune into our special North Sound Energy Bulletins each weekday morning during Gregsy at Breakfast and the Robin Galloway Breakfast Show. That's it for this week. This has been the North Sound Energy Week podcast. I'm Finlay Duncan.
The North Sound Energy Week with Active Payroll. Become part of an award-winning team. Go to activepayroll.com/careers for your next move.